So yesterday afternoon or evening at about 4 o'clock, 4:30 Central Standard Time, or maybe closer to 5, 6 Eastern, the canvassing board said, all right, we're done debating. Let's have a vote. So they had a vote, and it was 2-2. 2 to certify, 2 to not certify. Gavel is banged. Meeting is adjourned. Game over, right? Then the Kraken-loving Democrats began the extortion campaign against the two Republicans that refused to certify one of the most crooked votes in the history of crooked votes. Doxed them, doxed their families. And then, now, I want to play you. Play digital media file number one. This guy, this Ned Stabler character, is actually on the board. He retweeted someone yesterday who talked about rounding up Trump supporters that don't go along with the Biden program and killing them. So this guy is actually on the board of canvassers. After the vote, he took to Twitter and in a group hissy fit message of some sort. Is it Zoom? In a Zoom meeting with other like-minded Kraken-taming Democrats, said the following.
We also know that the Secretary of State and the Attorney General have already tweeted out that your legal arguments are rubbish and you're going to lose when it comes to court. So we're not worried about that at all. I'm also not worried about any of your, things are bad so we can't certify arguments, because that's just ridiculous. You certified in August when they were worse. Less than 50% of the ballots are recountable.
That was a primary.
Now over 72% are.
That's a primary.
58% of them are even balanced, when it was less than 30% last time. So it's doubled. It's gotten way better because the Secretary of State actually jumped in and did her job, unlike you. But I know it's not going to change your opinion. You talked about not certifying Detroit, even though you acknowledge that Livonia, a city, by the way, I know you know is 95% white, had bigger variances than
when
Detroit,
they start playing the race card, folks,
black.
It's over.
We understand. And you now added your name. So I'm not going to try to change your mind. I just want to let you know that the Trump stink, the stain of racism,
Trump stink,
that you, William Hartman, and Monica Palmer have just covered yourself in, is going to follow you throughout history. Your grandchildren are going to think of you like Bull Connor or George Wallace. Monica Palmer and William Hartman will forever be known in southeastern Michigan as two racists who did something so unprecedented that they disenfranchised hundreds of thousands of black voters in the city of Detroit because they were ordered to. Probably, I know, Monica, you think Q told you to do it or some other crazy stuff like that. But just know, when you try to sleep tonight, that millions of people around the world now on Twitter know the name Monica Palmer and William Hartman as two people completely racist and without an understanding of what integrity means or a shred of human decency. You, the law isn't on your side. History won't be on your side. Your conscience will not be on your side. And Lord knows, when you go to meet your maker, your soul is going to be very, very warm.
That's what you're up against. That's that. Okay. You can release the Kraken on that character all you want. It ain't going to matter. Now, it seems to not have occurred to Mr. Stabler that if you certify a vote, you're responsible for its authenticity. If it is proven or demonstrated after the fact that it's a fraudulent vote, then you're complicit in the fraud. It's a message in the chat room. I would warn any state right now that thinks they're going to certify this election to rethink it very seriously, because what they're certifying is their own fraud, their own complicity and fraud. And that's from Sidney Powell, who tweeted that out yesterday. So this is what you're up against. You can release Krakens on these people. They just go, ha, 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 we eat Krakens for lunch. They're playing ball with evil. I mean, folks, I had the timeline of the whole sordid affair here. And here, this is at the Palmieri Report. Wayne County Board of Canvassers caved after a lot of threats and pressure. Well, you just heard some of the threat and some of the pressure. On the day Jack Posobiec was tweeting some of this stuff out, on the day after the Antifa attacks on D.C., in D.C. on women and children, Michigan Democrat official Ned Stabler supported a tweet praising violence. Now, this is the praising violence against political opponents. This was the tweet. You can still be a good person and enjoy videos of Nazis getting their lights punched out. What? Milka, what? Let me try to put this into perspective here for you as best I can, because I don't completely understand it. And I say that with all sincerity. I just don't understand it. I put a message out last night on the Twitter and on the Parler asking for anyone that might know a parliamentarian to have the parliamentarian get in touch with yours truly, because I wanted to ask him a question about parliamentary procedure. Because, you know, when you have a legal body, canvassing board, a city council, a parish council, a police jury, a legislature, a senate, a public service commission, hell, a railroad commission in Texas. When you have a legal body that decides questions and then promulgates laws and rules pursuant to their authority and power, there you always have, even if they're invisible, they're there. You always have a parliamentarian. There's always a guy there, a parliamentarian, who's going like, you can't do that. That's against the parliamentary rules. That's the procedure. Ms. O'Connell was asking me earlier today whether or not people in the Senate speak alphabetically. Do you get to go alphabetically? And I said, no. You basically ask the speaker or whoever the president of the Senate is at that time, the president pro tem. You put your name on a list, and then he goes in order. But there is a procedure. There are rules. This isn't Nam, Donnie. There are rules. So, here's the other tweet from Stadler that Ned Stadler retweeted. This is from the Reverend Howard Arson. Last time we defeated fascism, we drew up a list of the people responsible, and then we killed them. So I think we're doing just fine now. And then the actor Kevin Sorbo, who's a Michigander, comes behind this clown and goes, imagine thinking you defeated fascism as you create a blacklist of your opponent's staff and supporters so you can hold them accountable. So I was told by a friend, Mike, you got to get the plane back up into the stratosphere, into the clouds, and lift people's spirits today. You in Hitchburn depressed everyone with your what are you going to do on December the 14th or December the 10th when it looks like the states the Kraken has been released. It doesn't matter. The rule of law is not going to be followed. There are not enough judges, jurists, and jurisdictions to overturn what is obviously to anyone on earth watching this, unless you're watching it through apartheid racist eyes or xenophobic eyes where you only see one outcome. This is what you're up against. They have thrown all in, ladies and gentlemen. They don't care if they're if they apparently they don't care if they lose and accuse and are accused of being traitors, brought up on charges of treason, and then perp walked and hanged or executed or whatever. That doesn't matter to them. They are all in. It's now or never, which ought to tell you then what our response ought to be to it's now or never. Now, let me go back to how this is supposed to go, how this is supposed to go down. So when you have a parliamentary procedure, then the parliamentarian will tell you when you're out of parliamentary order. And will also kind of help you fashion out, if you will, a schedule of how things are going to go in your meeting. Following agreed upon parliamentary rules. I have a simple question, and no one seems to want to answer it or even attempt to answer it. That's this. If the parliamentary rules say a question is before a canvassing board, and if the chairman, whoever the chairman pro tem is for the day, calls for a recorded vote, which happened, and if the vote is taken, which happened, then when the motion, okay, the motion is then tabled, 2-2, or passed, or whatever, then you're adjourned. How do you take that back? The only way I see that you can take it back is, and even Maggie O'Connell knew this morning. Not to say she doesn't know things, but she's not a parliamentarian. She goes, wouldn't you have to go back and ask the question again and say, there is a motion on the floor to repeal the previous order?
You have to do a point of order.
Point of order.
And ask that vote be revisited. It has to be brought back up. It has to be reread. All the votes have to be reread for who voted how, which way. And then you have to bring it up to the board. Do you want to revote? Can we revote on this? All that has to be done.
Well, there isn't any indication that any of that happened, which tells me that maybe there's a legal challenge at afoot. I don't know. Here's how the Palmieri report says the whole thing, the whole sordid affair went down when the Kraken was released. Let's see here. Here is our initial reporting. This is it's deadlocked at a 2-2 tie. This is at 5:31 p.m. November the 17th. The refusal of Wayne County, Detroit to certify their election results is a huge win for President Trump. The Wayne County board found that the number of ballots cast did not match the number of people who signed in to vote. That's from the election wizard, whoever that is. Then Kyle Becker comes behind him and says, you're probably not going to believe this unless you've been following my account, but they found more election irregularities, this time in Wayne County, Michigan. They're not certifying the results until they can explain the mismatch. And Jenna Ellis, then, another blue check mark on Twitter, comes behind and says, breaking news, this evening, the County Board of Canvassers in Wayne County, Michigan, refused to certify the election results. Now, I just want you to note the language here. Refused to certify. That indicates something was voted on, and they said no.